sister in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continue our topic, which we started last week, alhamdulillah, about the case of inheritance and the case of hibah. And we found from our last class, alhamdulillah, that the man is allowed to give a gift to his children during his life. But if you want to give a gift during his life from his property or his wealth, he has to be fair and just, and to give it to his children equally. Even the female could take the same portion of the male as well as a man or the boy. So hiba, when you distribute your money during your life as a gift between your children, has to be equal. You cannot give it to one and you doesn't permit or doesn't give it to the other children. You cannot specify one of your children over the others. That is the hibah, the gift, if you want to distribute your money during your life. The second, as we say, the inheritance, the topic of inheritance. Can I inherit my children during my life? No, it's not allowed. To distribute your money as a case of inheritance. Because inheritance, the boy will take twice of the female. You cannot do that. You cannot bring all your family, say, Ahmed, this is yours, and so and so and so, as an inheritance. Because as we mentioned the hadith of the four scholars of Ahl al-Hadith, and we mentioned it last week, which we mentioned it in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Tirmizi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن أبي همامة, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في خطبته عام حجة الوداع إن الله قد أعطى لكل ذي حق حقه فلا وصية لوارث. وزاد الترمذي الولد للفراش ولا العاهر الحجر وحسابهم على الله أخرجه الألباني. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم reported by Abu Umama رضي الله عنه أرضاه. In the year of Al-Hajj, when the Prophet performed the Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his sermon, in the year of the farewell pilgrimage, God has appointed for everyone who has a right what is due to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who distributes these portions. And they said, no legacy must be made to an successor or inheritors. You cannot do that during your life. Inheritance, leave it. And you don't have, if you write your will, you don't have to write, Ahmed will take so, Zainab will take so, my wife to take so, because Allah already stated in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 11. Allah give portion to everyone who has right for an inheritance. Al-Imam al-Tirmizi, so we clear this, alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fiik, jazakallahu khair. Al-Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, he add with this hadith, which he narrated by reported in Abu Dawood wa Ibn Majah, al-waladu lil-faraj wa lil-ahir al-hajar wa hisabuhum ala Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the child is attributed to the mother's husband. We're going to explain this. But the adulterer gets nothing, and their reckoning is in God's hand. It's in God's hand. So what is the story about this? First, before we go for the last part of the hadith, the child attributed to the mother's husband, we need to go. Shall I go to the non-Muslim court and I sue my brother or sister or my mother or my wife because of the case of inheritance? Shari'atan la yajuz. Not allowed to go to the non-Muslim court because they don't have the principality of Islam. They're not gonna judge between the people according to Islamic Sharia. You know, here, when somebody die, and he left his wife and children. The court will appoint the woman to get everything. You know that. She will have everything. And even the system of the court here, they will give the boy equal to the female. They don't have this Sharia to give the male twice than the female. They don't have that. So therefore, to seek in judgment from them is not allowed, unless if one of them, for example, the elder son, he holds the building and he doesn't want to give anything to his brother and sister, you understand, and to your mother, this time we have to go in order to find the legality. Who should exactly get inheritance? And even if the court will give it to the mother, you call it the state will be give it to the mother, that's fine, because mother, we can deal with her better than we deal with a non-Islamic court, because the mother could distribute the money exactly fairly, with just and fair between her children. We have to close this chapter. I come to the point of al-waladu lil-farash. The Prophet ﷺ, in this ceremony in the day of al-Hajj, he said, the child, al-waladu lil-farash, the child is attributed to the mother's husband. What does that mean? What does that mean? Supposedly, the woman, married woman, her husband is outside, is absent, and she committed zina, committed adultery with someone. She met someone during her. That's why we said, Ya Sheikh Lutfillah, husband cannot disappear for his wife more than Sharia 4 months, and another narration 6. Not allowed for the husband to leave his wife for more than 6 months. She's a human. Why do that? Because woman, she has right over the man to give her right in bed. So the man, if he leave his wife, that's for some brothers, he left his wife back home for 2, 5 years, 8 years. Why you hold her? Why you hold her for all this year? She's a human. She need to be satisfied also in the bed as well as you. So not allow for the man to leave the woman for more than 6 months, the maximum. Unless, underline, the woman, she said, I will be patient. I will wait for you, which is no good for her too. Because you cannot hold her for many, many years. Because you work in green card, whatever, you are not allowed to come back home. You are not allowed to do that, yeah. We need to clear this idea. That's why the Muslim male cannot leave his wife for more than 6 months. Other way, we'll encourage her for zina, for adultery. And men also, those who has money and they don't want to marry, also it's no good for them. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O youth, or young, or man in general, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawaj, who's able financially, go and marry. فَمَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and if you are not able to marry because financially, or something like this, or sick, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ وِجَاءَ, go and fast, because fasting will protect you from the adultery, وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Related to this hadith, al-waladu lil-farash, if the woman committed zina, the adultery, and she is married, and she got someone, and she became pregnant from this, if this woman delivered this boy or this girl, this boy or this girl belong to who? Belong to who? To the husband, her husband, or to the one who committed adultery with her, the adulterer. According to hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the child is attributed to the mother's husband. To the mother's husband. He's not in this case at all. She got someone and cheating her husband, and she became pregnant. So in order to keep this child in the form of family, We attributed this child to her husband.
Original husband.
Attributed to her original husband. And what we do with the male who committed the adultery with her, committed the zina, al-hajar. Al-hajar, it means actually to be rajm. Rajm is stoning. If you are able to do that. Of course, in the United States, you cannot do that. But you cannot give this child to the one who commit adultery, the man, or the adulterer male. You cannot give him the child because that's his, not his, it is a child.
But the woman should not be also.
I'm gonna come. You are sober. Unless. The woman, if she claimed this boy is from her husband, my husband, she will not try also cheating him with this child. This child is, I got it from you. Then the man, he knows, actually, I cannot produce any children. There is a problem with me. So he came to the Islamic court, to the judge. I swear Allah, this is not my child. I swear Allah, this is not my child. I swear Allah, this is not my child. Yeah, I'm coming. You are sober again. Okay. Unless actually we have, according to our generation, we have something called DNA. Yeah. If they check about the DNA and they found it's not belonging to him, that means the woman, she's a liar. What do we have to do with this woman? According to the Islamic law, we should give the woman a time for nursing. Because if you bring the woman in judgment to stoning her also for rajm, that means actually if the DNA found that this child is not belonging to her husband, the legal husband, so we said this woman, she's an adulterer. Also adulterer female, she commits zina too. What we have to give her? Give her a time until the child became likely depend on himself. As all of us, we know a female in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him, "Ya Rasulullah, qad zanait." O Messenger of Allah, I'm a married woman and I committed adultery. The Prophet ﷺ, he turned his face to the other side. He doesn't want to answer the woman. She repeated for the second time, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I committed adultery." The Prophet, he did not answer her, and he turned his face to the other side. She said for the third time, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I committed adultery." The Prophet ﷺ, for the third time, did not answer the woman and turn his face to the other side. She said for the fourth time, "O Messenger of Allah, I committed adultery, and the evidence, I am a pregnant. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told her, "O woman, go until you deliver your baby. You cannot kill the woman you're stoning her while she's pregnant. You're killing an innocent boy or innocent girl." So what happened after that? She went and she delivered the baby. She came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and carried the baby. Exactly, the Prophet, he looked at her, he recognized her, and he told her, "Go and nursing your child, breastfeeding for 2 years," because the Islam required the woman to breastfeed the child for how many? 2 years. She went and she fed the baby for 2 years. She came actually with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she told him, "Yes, I did." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told her for the third time, "Go until your child became dependent." She came later with the boy, it became 2, 3 years or 4 years. And the boy, he hold the sandwich or the bread in his hand. And the mother hold the second hand. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He did not tell her, you are honest, because you know exactly he did not, because this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet cannot do anything against the rule and the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ordered the Sahaba to put her in the grave and stoning her. That's the law of Islam. While they stoning her, some of her blood fly off lid and damage the clothes of number of the Sahaba. Her blood from the grave damage the clothes of number of the Sahaba. So the Sahaba, they spoke among each other. They said, if Allah covered her sins, why she insisted to bring her error or her sins openly, publicly? The Prophet, he heard the conversation of the Sahaba, of the companions. قال أتعجبون, you are amazing about a woman. If her tawbah, she committed tawbah to Allah, because when you stone the woman, all her sins will be falling. When somebody will be stoning according, and they, for your example, because sometimes people, they take my classes and they ship it to you know who. I had a problem before in this masjid. But according in the book of the Jew, they have rajm, stoning also. It's valid in their book too. So the Prophet, he told them, are you amazing of a woman? If her tawbah, her repentance, will be distributed to all people in Medina, Allah will forgive all the people in Medina, because her sincere tawbah, she's sincere, she need to purify herself from the zina. So if the man or the woman will be actually judged by the Islamic law, not my law, Islamic law, all his sins will be forgiven. But listen for this carefully. If you, some of the Muslim today, Allah covered his sins, Allah covered his adultery, male or female, do not publish it. Make tawbah to Allah, seek forgiveness to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your sincere tawbah, and you are not coming back again to the same sins, Allah forgive the sins. Why, Sheikh Mustafa? Allah said that in the Quran. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Allah never forgive anyone who commit or associate partner with him, shirk. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah forgive everything else for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will. For whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to forgive. So do not publish your secret. Do not bring your sins to the error to the public. Make sincere tawbah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. But the woman, she was sincere. She need the time to purify herself. So again, if the woman, she committed adultery and she have a child, and this child, she delivered this child, the child is not going to be belong to the adulterer male who committed the adultery with her, but it will belong to her husband. But if the husband came in the court and he proved with the DNA, this is not my child, so the woman, she be called, she will be adulterer too. Adulterer female. And we give her a chance, and if she will be under the Islamic State, this woman also, she should be exactly the same situation like the adulterer male who committed adultery with her. She should bring it to the actual judgment too, if we have Islamic court. If we have Islamic court,
Fadl. But how the woman will hide her sin, even she does not come into public, but the child is born, everybody will know.
Yeah, I know. What happened, Brother Lutfullah, Jazakallah khair, that's very good coach. Husband, he did not believe or doesn't believe that this child belonged to him. Islamic law actually to cover to make the child grow up with other children or to support this child. Why? Because we need to keep for this innocent infant, innocent boy, we need to keep him in a family. We need to keep him in a family. Because remember, the Prophet ﷺ when al-ahir al-hajar, losing for the adulterer male who did that. And if we have Islamic court, this person he should be stoned. This woman, she should be stoned. But in order to keep the innocent boy in a family, we have to keep it with her husband inside, her husband's side, to keep him in the family. Because where are you going to put this child? You're going to send him to the orphan place? You're going to send him to the orphan place? No. We need to keep a child. But remember, even if we don't judge her, the man who committed adultery with her, you cannot give the name for this child, and he cannot give inheritance, part of inheritance. Subhanallah, when I give these classes, I have a couple of hundred people in the front of me. But Masjid Manhattan is always people busy with work. I understand they need to bring it, but inshallah, we're going to bring the class to the website for those who need to review, inshallah ta'ala, about this topic, inshallah ta'ala. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. A child should be keep it with her husband, the legal husband, even if he's not exactly the father. Unless he came in a court and he say, I swear, I don't want this child. I swear Allah, this is not my child. Here is the DNA. So this child, how we name this child? Name it to his mother. Name it by his mother's name. Because the father doesn't accept or the husband doesn't accept. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. يا الله تعالى بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله سبحانك الله وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله تعالى بإذن الله